Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Thank you so much, Simone. I can absolutely see, I'm sure you're very good at what you do, but I think hearing you and enjoying your personality, I can see why Russell wants you close. It's nice. And this is a new setting for us. You know, we're used to being in the same room with people.
Yeah.
But your spirit travels through the microphone. I can feel it. And
I really
enjoyed it. I think it's amazing. Laura, you know, talked about the fact that we are participating in a month-long vegan diet.
Nice.
We have a lot of vegans in our life. Funny thing is, I am completely open to being vegan. And yeah. I think that it seems like there's a number of ways to get into this idea.
Yes.
You are an animal activist, which is one way. Some people get into it for health. You know,
yes.
In Southern California, they begin by looking at the effects of meat and protein, animal protein on the body.
Game Changers. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Oh, please. All I ask of you guys is to watch Game Changers.
Game Changers.
It's fun. Yeah. It's and it's on Netflix now.
Oh, this is about the athletes.
Yeah.
That went on the diet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we will watch it.
It's good.
And then they crushed it. Like, that was the whole idea.
Oh, their gosh. Bodies, yeah, you can't.
And we had
you can't touch them.
No, and we had Dr. Ronald Cathcart, Laura's father, on.
Yes.
And he told a story during his interview about how quickly the body changes when you begin an all-plant protein diet.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He was talking about a woman. Do you remember what she went in for?
I think she was actually one of the doctors that he mentions, mother or something, who had different underlying health issues.
It was like diabetes.
I think there was memory issues. There was...
And in the hospital, during her, 2 weeks, she changed her diet and flipped the script, basically.
Yes.
And
the body craves it.
It does. It does. I guess one of the things I like to think about is like how different people get into this. And like you talked about when you were working at Def Jam and you were, you know, fighting for the activism of animals, but you were still eating meat and still carrying leather. How long did that process take you to sort of like I like to think we're all evolving and moving towards a truth, you know, and it seems like a big bite to take. When you hear the whole message in one lump
sum. Sometimes it takes people 5 years.
Yeah, how long did it take you to move towards?
I always say within a year I was vegan.
Wow.
Maybe less. But, again, I started out in a very aggressive animal rights group, and I had a lot of support. It's funny, though, when I hear people say, oh, it's so hard to be vegan, I'm like, oh, my God, try that in 1995.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, right now, like living, especially living in LA, there's like a billion places. And not only are there a billion places to go that are just like really, you know, almost like fast food, you know what I mean? Like Sun Cafe or Veggie Grill. But like you walk into Crossroads, there's every celebrity. Like I've walked into Crossroads. Oh, there's Paul McCartney. Oh, there's Beyonce. There's Bill Clinton.
We do. We actually go and kind of, check it out. Who's here tonight? You know, and then we look at the menu.
And it's the best. Right. It's the best. So it's like, living in LA or New York or any of those places, like it's the easiest thing in the world to be vegan. But my friend Kathy Freston, she was on Oprah a number of times, and her book is, you know, vegan-ish. Mm-hmm. And so we support, you know, obviously any way that you get into it. She would talk a lot about leaning into veganism. And lots of times, you know, people do it much slower pace, but eventually most people get there where they're just like, well, honestly, like, do I, you know, okay, my last thing to go is cheese. That's often what you
hear. I know,
hear.
Right?
Cheese is
dairy,
like...
I think dairy, like ice cream and cheese are the hardest things.
Well, they're physically addictive. Uh-huh. And if you follow, I know that Mr. Cathcart was talking about PCRM. They actually talk about a physical addiction to cheese. So you have to sort of wean off of that for some people and get used to a vegan cheese. A lot of it, you can't even tell the difference. A lot of it is, you know, a taste that you acquire. Your taste buds do change. That's another thing that people never talk about. Your taste buds change.
It's funny. Laura, and all of a sudden, you love something. Laura had a little date that she made the other day, and she was, wow, it's not that sweet. You know, we were starting this new thing. Oh, and I said,
what was it?
It was the ball, the brownie ball.
Oh, the chocolate brownie balls.
Yeah, and I said, well, wait about a week, and nothing will taste amazing.
Right. Yeah, because taste buds change.
You acquire a taste for, I think, a better quality of food, actually, but that transition takes a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, we have found and studies have kind of shown that the people that get into it, sort of the Jennifer Lopez, is a good example, or Beyonce, or people like that are like, I'm plant-based. It's like, yes, because they see that their body simply works better when they're plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll see Jennifer Lopez or whoever, you know, wearing fur.
Chinchilla.
And we're just like, okay, that's not making sense. So the people that tend to stay vegan and not just do it for because global warming is going to kill everybody or because our oceans are being overfished and without the oceans, you know, thriving, we die. It's the people that get into it for the animals because it's something that cracks your heart open and something that you feel guilty about. Like you might feel guilty because you're like, oh, I want to lose 5 pounds and now I'm going to eat a piece of pizza and I feel guilty about that. But you'll be like, oh, whatever, I deserved it. But when it sort of gets into your soul and you're like, I just betrayed that baby piglet that was born happy and then had, you know, somebody cut off his tail without any anesthetic and he's screaming for his mother, you know, that sort of thing. It just makes you can't get away from that. You sort of have to surrender to that. And then that just becomes a part of your life.
Well, you can't unsee the truth, right?
No.
Like, and I think that's the part, like when Joaquin got up in front of everybody and spoke that truth, I think people wanted to turn it off because when you start, like typically it seems like most people start because they want to benefit for themselves. They want to feel better or they want to look better. And then as you start exploring the truth of these situations, you see that the animals are affected. And then the domino effect is then you see that the planet is affected.
That's right.
And that's a big bite to take. And I think
it is.
It's good to see that you don't have to take that bite all at once. Mm-hmm. Vegan-ish. I've been saying that for a while. I always like to say I'm a transition. I'm in transition.
Cool.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of the Go Kid Go Network. Do your kids love wacky worlds, superheroes, and inventing? Of course they do. That's why our shows Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow are set in Pflugerville, the nonstop fun and adventure universe where imagination, creativity, STEM, and positive role models abound. Join the Pflugerville fun by searching for Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing you said that is amazing is that it is a great time to be in transition because there are so many choices these days. There's such good food out there. And we prefer certain meals now that are vegan. We just, people are like, why would you do that? And I'm like, well, I actually prefer the taste of it. And I know my body is going to utilize more of the food.
Oh, and you feel better afterward, too. It's like, I remember back, oh, God, we used to go to Danceteria, then we go to Waverly Restaurant on 6th Avenue and 8th Street. And, like, at 3 in the morning, I would have a pizza burger deluxe. And I would feel so sick afterward. Right? And I never made the connection. I'm like, oh, my God, you just have this heaviness that you feel when you eat meat.
Sad.
And it stays in your, you know, in your colon for so long, and it ups your chances of colon cancer and all of that. And, like, after you eat a veggie burger, like, you're like, oh, like, you just feel lighter.
You're
like,
all
you
good.
Don't
yeah,
feel
like,
weighed down, right?
It feels like good fuel for the body.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that I don't know. I want to keep moving towards. I want people to see the value of it because I'm not ready to take the whole thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as save the planet, I'm all about saving the planet. But now, for now, I think the door that I come in is more that once I see this truth for myself, I can't not continue to follow the truth. I have a deep passion for the ocean and the animals in it. I have a connection there. Yes. And I think for me, like the sea shepherd and, you know, whaling in general is a place where I can step into that truth and fight.
Did
for
you
that.
Watch The Cove?
I did. It's brutal.
Yeah. So I went there with sea shepherd to Taiji and watched the dolphin slaughter myself.
It's terrible.
And
I
have horrible PTSD from that experience. It was horrendous. I spent 2 weeks in Taiji where they kill the dolphins and watch them being driven in and looking at them with, you know, the babies, the juveniles with their grandmothers, with their uncles, you know, in this little ball, seeing them being driven to their death and the blood, you know, the entire ocean turns red with their blood, and it's so that they can do tricks, so that they can jump through fire.
Well, it's hard.
Oh my gosh,
it's hard not to look and be close to dolphins and families of dolphins and not see your own species within them. And
that's right.
I think, like you said, once you see that, you have to start asking yourself some questions. You either don't watch it, or you kind of get into it and be like, I can get behind that. So, thank you so much, Simone. I also think, and another thing I really wanted to talk about was immunity and COVID and the fear and what people are doing. I think that that's a really important discussion to have.
It is.
And
I'm so for the protests. I mean, you know, I'm so for the protests, but please, people,
I know.
Keep your masks on and try to social distance, please. Like, we can't go back from, you know, all these weeks that we spent. You know, it has to be done safely. It has to be. Or else we quarantine for months for nothing.
That's the way.
We must be careful. Please be careful, everybody.
Yeah.
Good luck. We'll keep our eyes on you.
Yes,
thank you.
And our ears on your music.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Simone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simone.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Scott Talks on The Only One in the Room. Don't forget, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday, and we'd love to hear how you're enjoying the show by leaving us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you have a question or an only one story and you want to be featured in the Dear Laura segment, you can email us at lcr.theonlyoneintheroom@gmail.com. See you soon.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.